Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey friends, it's Ez. Don't forget to check out my new podcast, Star Wars Hangout. We feature various content creators from all fandoms and provide detailed reviews and breakdowns of all things Star Wars. Listener emails are read and discussed on the show every week. Every subscriber, every review, and every download helps the show grow and reach more listeners. So if you have the time, type in Star Wars Hangout and hit subscribe. I'd really appreciate any form of your support. Thanks so much from your friendly flannel space wizard, Ez. Hello, friends, and welcome to an unexpected podcast. I'm Ez.
And I'm Rosie.
And we're Talking Tolkien.
We're coming to you from the North Farthing in the beautiful state of Ohio in a little town called Mount Vernon.
Yes, we are. And this week we are back talking about your favorite show and mine. Don't lie to yourself. You know it. You love it. Rings of Power, baby. Let's go. We are bringing in a newbie perspective. She's recently guested on the Fellowship of Fans and Lord of the Rings Watch Party After Show podcast. Mm-hmm. That's a mouthful, but it's close. We'll put a link in the description for you. Rosie is here to give us a slightly different perspective on the show. But before we do all of that, we have show updates, Lane and Sarah news and updates, and much more. But sweetie, how are you?
I mean, I'm eating cookies made by our lovely niece and nephew. Yep. Probably more by Sarah, your sister.
Yeah, probably my sister, yeah.
They're delicious. We're having some tea and coffee, and we have a little guest host next to us.
Mm,
her name
cat.
Is Sophie. Yep. Our little cat. She usually stays outside, but it's snowing outside. It's such lovely weather outside. It's perfect. I feel like it's already Christmas.
It's great. It's great. This is like this is kind of like our first weekend of holiday break.
Yes.
So, and wouldn't you know it, I've got a slight little cold.
Oh, yeah.
Good grief. Could those kids just get back a little bit? I mean, I was like reading exams, trying to get them through, finishing the semester, and all they did was cough all over me.
It's a typical teacher thing. Get sick once the holidays hit. Yep.
Good grief. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we're doing fine. We've been drinking. Here's something really good. I don't know if you guys ever tried this. What is it? What do you put in there in this hot drink?
I put fresh ginger in there, and then I squeeze a lemon, fresh lemon juice, and a little bit of brown sugar.
Right. It has to be hand squeezed, guys. It's got to get all your juices in there.
So good.
That's just kind of how it's done. Didn't you put, you said brown sugar a little bit?
Yeah.
A little bit of brown sugar in there. So really good though. And we're fired up because, we've got a couple weeks here. We got some updates we want to talk to you guys about, but we're getting close to like New Year's.
Oh yeah.
And it's time. I don't know. I've been thinking about this for a while. It is time for me to get in Jedi Master shape. It is time to just go crazy. I mean, I actually thought about making some sort of funny joke. The stranger in Rings of Power, you know? I mean, at one point he's like naked and sort of like, let's get in stranger shape. Let's get strange.
What about, didn't you guys talk to Anthony about...
Working out?
Yeah, and his... Who was the...
Adar?
Yes, Adar. Yeah.
Getting in Adar shape, my friends. Well, I mean, that's changed now because the actor's out.
Yeah.
Crazy. There's a lot of like updates on the show, things that have been happening, castings, different this is and that's it. But I've just been watching The Fellowship of the Ring. And we've been watching that, so it's been
Hello.
Oh, hello. Who's
calling? Do we have a live caller?
Oh, it's my father. Here we go. Hey, Dad, you're on the podcast. What's up?
I'm on the podcast.
Yeah, you're on the podcast because you always call me when I'm on the show recording. What's up?
Okay, no, I'll get off.
I'm kidding. What's up? We always cut this out anyways.
Well, I'm in town getting a few things, and do you guys want me to go ahead and get those little cup for you?
Oh, you want to try some? Yeah, if you want to try some, yeah, the Keurig cup things, yeah.
You can get them at Walmart, you think?
Oh yeah, they got they have them there. You can get a variety pack, different coffees, teas, all that stuff.
You can see if they have hot chocolate.
If there's something that you guys like, Just text me it, and then I'll get it.
Okay, just see if you can find a variety pack.
Okay, I will.
Of coffees and stuff. Then make sure there's some hot chocolate in there for the kids.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, that'll work. Okay.
Totally leaving some parts in.
Oh, yeah. All right, so that was my dad. And he is just out doing dad things. Goodness gracious. It literally, I think, more and more I've been like, when he calls and I'm on the podcast, I'm just answering, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, why not, right? Get dad a shout out here on the podcast because...
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's awesome. He's
Thanks,
out there.
Dad, for everything you're doing.
Yeah, he's the man. He's the man. So, okay. Yeah, let's dive into a couple different things.
Mm-hmm.
Some updates, some different stuff. First of all, I want to say thank you for the coffee that drank this morning. Charlotte Hinton, send us some more coffee. What'd you think, sweetie? I mean, enjoyed it, right?
So good.
Yeah.
And then we put like a hint of just hazelnut flavor in there to just spice it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that combination was so good. Did you guys like did it together with her, or she just came up with a blend for Up?
Yep.
Wow,
I think
that's awesome.
It's great. Yeah. So
thanks, Charlotte. It's so good.
Really good. So again, you get friends, go hit. I think we did a little post recently on Instagram there, just kind of promoting that again. So be sure to check out Dr. Bean Coffee. Get you some. So for the holidays. Also, Firelight Fable Candles. Still a great place to go and get your candles. We were burning a couple the other day. We've been burning some stuff here.
Oh, yeah.
We're always, I just sort of, I don't know, something about, you guys know this, the sniffing, the smells, the coffee drink, all the different stuff. I'm always just happy to, I don't even know, just get the senses fired up.
Yeah. And I always, you know? I like to follow them on Instagram and what they, you know, the new flavors. Smells they come up with, and I think they recently released their winter flavors. Let me see.
Oh, really? Yeah, Casey's candles are great, and the packaging's great. Lane and Sarah have had a lot of them, and they are just always burning in their house, and it's just fantastic. They just,
it smells so good there.
So be sure to check those out. Make sure you get you some, and
winter collection. Here we go. So they have common room Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
That sounds good.
Hand knit jumper, Great Hall Celebration, Frosted Village, Wizard's Tavern, and Winter Ball.
Mm.
That sounds so good.
Yeah, that sounds great. So.
Oh my god, they're so cute.
Yeah, be sure to check those out. Okay, on to some other news here, by the way. If you're looking to get something for free and you just want something to kind of, I don't know, fill your stocking, then be sure to check out Shell Cottage Radio, baby.
We're doing that.
We're doing a giveaway over there.
Mm-hmm.
I think we just posted over on our social media at Floor and Bill. Go check it out. Lottie just went and did the whole post and organized the whole darn thing. So it's pretty neat. It's we're housing it over on the Instagram, and then it kind of helps promote our podcast. But really, it's just like it's pretty simple, pretty easy to enter, right?
Yeah. So this is how you enter. You subscribe to our podcast, Shell Cottage Radio. It's our brand new baby.
Please and thanks.
And you write a review on Apple Podcasts. So I know not all of you have an iPhone, but you can, you know, I'm sure you know a friend or family member who has
Don't
one.
Lie about it. You know somebody who has an Apple phone.
You can probably just borrow that for a second. And
hit up a coworker.
You know, leave us a review. You can send us a screenshot if you want, you know. If that Apple ID is not your friend's and you want to leave that review, just let us know. And we will draw the order of prizes and the winners once we have our first 50 reviews. So we will go ahead and look at review 1 to 10. Then we draw a prize for that. So it could be one of five things.
Right.
And then the winner. And then we go ahead and do that from 10 to 20, 20 to 30, 30 to 40, and 40 to 50.
Yep.
And the prizes that you can win are the brand new illustrated version of Order of the Phoenix, a surprise Harry Potter Funko Pop, the unofficial Harry Potter cookbook, the Hufflepuff version of the Philosopher's Stone, signed by yours truly.
Right.
Which it says.
That's me.
And then the very first t-shirt designed by our Shell Cottage Design Studio.
Yeah.
That's about it. Yep. And also.
Genau.
Disclaimer. We just want to tell you, we're very sorry. If you're not from the United States, we can only ship within the U.S.
Yeah, sorry.
But we still appreciate your reviews. And if we draw your name, we will send you a personal letter. If you're not from the U.S. and we draw your name, you'll get a little something handwritten by us. So,
Okay.
Very excited.
So yeah, just a way to get some free stuff and, you know, support podcasts. And I just thought it kind of cool to mention here for you guys if you want some free gear. Okay. So looking forward into this new year. We have some things coming up, some things that we want to kind of announce. Lane already announced it over on Instagram. You guys voted for it. It's the Silly Marillion. We're doing it. And it's awesome. I have to stay awake now when I'm listening to it at night.
I know. We love listening to it. And I am so excited that you two are doing it because I have not read it. That's why I was able to watch the whole Rings of Power show with, you know, unbiased, no expectations, really.
Right.
And it's going to be fun, though, to learn more about the Tolkien lore and to hear you guys talk about it.
Yeah, there were some things I remember when you were going into your show that I really held back on telling you, even things that I was researching and learning. And I was like, well, I don't want to jade your experience. I want, because you were going on a show and really talking about what you thought.
Oh, yeah. I had to stay away from all the spoilers.
Right.
Yep.
It was a non-spoiler panel. It was you and two other guests. And so, we didn't really get to talk about the show too much there or any of the lore stuff that I happen to know.
Right.
So, yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. And I think we're going to be going kind of maybe, well, we're going chapter by chapter and we'll be releasing those just, I think we're going to go at least one recording session a month.
Well, let's see. Unexpected podcast. So
you never know.
You never know when it's going to hit.
Right. And we might also be going back to Narnia. So that's just keep a watch out there. If you've been listening to Further Up, just keep your eyes on that podcast. It may be moving here soon. So, yeah. And all of that leads us into a really wonderful time that we had last week.
Yes.
We got to go see our friends, Lane and Sarah, your friends, the lovely Smiths.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. It was awesome.
It was, the Shire was beautiful.
It was beautiful. I mean, I can't explain. We hadn't seen them in a little while. I think Lane, you know, we did Rings of Power. We were chatting through that whole experience. And then he came up here and we sort of like had that final, what was that for? There's the Anthony Crum interview, I think.
Right. Yes.
So, yeah, we did the interview together and then hadn't seen him since then. So we bounced down, was giving him sort of I was playing Santa, doing a Santa assist and hooking him up with something. And we went down after school. It was great. We ate at the Ale House.
Yeah.
In Lancaster.
Lancaster, yep.
Great place to eat
awesome
at.
Awesome recommendation.
We had an amazing, what was it, pizza? We had the pizza.
We had a lot of things.
Yeah, we have.
I had the, oh my gosh, it was like a chicken with pecan crust beans, green beans and mashed potatoes. Oh right. My goodness.
Yeah, it was good.
It was so good. And maple butter.
Right. Yeah. What did I have? I had some sort of burger. I can't even remember.
You had a...
Because I could think about was the pizza.
I know. The pizza was awesome. I mean...
It was so good.
They even did it with cauliflower crust.
That's right. That's right.
And not a lot of pizzas can pull off a good cauliflower crust, but this one did.
Yeah, it was baller. It was great.
It was amazing. Really it was even vegetarian. There was lots of veggies on there. Lots of pesto. Oh my goodness. Yeah. So if you're ever in Lancaster, go check out the Ale House, right?
Yep. That was a recommendation from Lane Smithers. Mm-hmm. He and Sarah love that place. And so I thought, wow, let's go check it out. We had some time. We got that in. And then we bounced over to the Shire. Let me tell you guys, I love those two so much. They have such a wonderful, loving family. It was great. The energy was high. I loved it. And Viggo was playing with the girls. Oh, it was the sweetest thing.
Viggo now says mama and dada.
I know. I was blown away.
So cute.
I was blown away. And he had eyes for you.
His smiles.
Yeah, he was smiling at you.
Oh,
my Lord.
He's the sweetest boy.
I did a big old double take. I was like, huh? And he was just, I looked at Lane and he was like, yep, Viggo's, you know, he's got your wife over there just sweet talking her. And I was like, hey, buddy. He is such just an awesome, I don't know, like to see them running around, they were all loving upon their brother, doing different things. Check out our Christmas tree. Check out this. It was just a house that was full of happiness and joy and warmth, and I just needed it. I really needed it because the last couple, you know, the end of the semester, it's stressful. You guys can tell me I have a little bit of a cold right now. Things just get stressed out, right? The holiday season leading into all of that, so it was a breath of fresh air to go down there and hang out.
Yeah, it made me very emotional because I love them. I know. I mean, how many times did we go see them since I got here? Four or five times, maybe. But there's just something, you know, I just love Sarah and Lane and all their babies and just their spirits. Yeah.
I mean, you guys have heard Lane and I talk on this podcast for years, and we talk a lot about family, and we talk about family values, and we incorporate all those different things into this experience. You know, I mean, if you listen to any of my other projects, you'll know that I've mentioned the story of my mom on any of those other projects. Yeah. For good reason, because it's not the same vibe, it's not the same spirit, and so this podcast is different, and that's why I've loved it, and it's always held a special place in my heart.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's that. But it was good. I remember we were leaving, and we sent them a text message that just sort of said, hey, like, that was such an uplifting experience just to come and see you guys, and we talked about it for 20 minutes on the way back, and they sent us the same message, too. And so it was just really, really nice. I cannot wait for the new year to come when Lane and I sort of map everything out. Lane does a great job of just get the calendar, Ez. Here we go. Got some dates.
Let's go.
What about this Friday? What about this Friday? What do you think? And then we go down, do the whole nine yards. We're going to be going down, I think, next week and recording some of the anniversary stuff, maybe some different things on Rings of Power, getting hyped in, going into the Silmarillion. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Lane and I will be back next week, friends. So, there you go. That's one of the biggest updates, I guess.
Have a little Christmas party.
Yeah.
Did you ever post a picture that I shot of you guys?
No, that's for a special occasion.
Oh, sorry. There was no picture. There was no such picture. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, all I can... I wanted to give a little spoiler about that, but... I can't. See, okay, here's the thing.
Don't do it then.
Well, hold on. What I want to say right now is one of those things that we do on Up Talk and Tolkien that's like, it's a little inappropriate. And I know that you and Sarah don't listen to these podcasts on the regular. And so...
What?
What? Are you kidding me right now? It's actually, even some people who are listening at work are sort of like, dang, guys, like, this is a lot. 2-hour, 3-hour podcast. I remember we dropped one of the Hobbit hotlines, and it's like, yep, that's what we do. We can't stop talking. So inside of 3 hours, sometimes we can get away with burying little inappropriate, not like rated R. We're talking like PG-13, little gross things. I'll never forget. We were down in Texas for a little gathering, Lane and I, and Lane brought up the lower back ponytail. And I forget who it was who was just like, that's like the fourth time you've brought it up and it's gross. And I don't think they had really gotten to the part of the podcast where we started that joke. And so the podcast itself has lore and history and depends on what phase you're in. One of the reviews I read before we started this was something about the Black Riders, the sniffing, a beer in the throat, and all those different things. So this is sort of a reminder, if Lane is listening to this, that remind me to make the hair joke from the you-know-where region, okay? We'll make that joke. So
henceforth, the picture.
Yeah, then yes, exactly, which will connect to the picture that we took. Gotcha. Okay, there we go. Check mark, check mark, check mark. All right. Great experience. Had a great time down there. Lovely. And the kids are growing up. My gosh.
Wow.
My gosh. We always are sort of judging I can always remember how old the podcast is based upon how old Winnie is.
Yeah.
Because Winnie, I mean, when we had this crazy, Sarah was pregnant with Winnie when we started this whole thing in the kitchen. And we sat there and Lane looked at me and he was like, do you think we should? And I was like, start a Lord of the Rings podcast. Or maybe it was the other way around. I can't even remember exactly how it happened. But like, whoo, that's going to be, the anniversary episode. It's been great. The pandemic has like thrown things off and lots of things have happened or whatever. But it's just really, it's the podcast that just perseveres. You know, it just keeps on keeping on. Somehow, it's unexpected. Yeah. And I love it. I love it. So.
Anyway. I love it too.
Now, good thing we're editing a lot of this up. I'm like sucking down snot.
Do you need anything?
Sorry, it's gonna get gross. I'm sorry. Don't look at me. Well, don't look at me, sweetie. Don't look at my boogers. Stop it.
What does Fleur say?
Don't look at me, Bill. I'm hideous.
I'm hideous.
Look.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. This is going to be.
That's
sweetie.
That's our ambience for today.
Hey, I know that it's not. I've done everything over here. I've picked my nose. I have belched. I've done everything I can to drive you away, and nothing's working. And I love that. I so love
here,
it.
Still here,
What am I even saying?
Rings of Power.
That was me saying, sorry. I got it.
Okay. Thanks for the translation.
All right, that's what that means. All right, it means hey, you don't worry about it. Let's dive into Rings of Power. Let's just enough of the whole it updates, blah blah blah. Did you like it? Did you like Rings of Power? What was your experience like? What do you think? And it can be very. You have heard. I mean, Lottie has heard from me. You know, some of those nights, So let's just go over the experience of this fall.
Uh-huh.
I would get off the phone from the Hobbit hotline.
Mm-hmm.
You're in bed.
Mm-hmm.
And it is like midnight.
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock in the morning sometimes. Because I don't know if you guys know this, but Lane and I continue talking for hours normally after. And those are the times where we used to, and we are going to, we're bringing this back for the Silmarillion, where we record our unfiltered, yeah, you know, maybe that rated, I don't know what the rating is sometimes on some of those things that we say, because we just roll with, like, our thoughts. I'm not saying we filter ourselves, but we try to make sure that, you know, we're
appropriate,
and we're providing an entertaining show. And by the way, that is the whole point. We do want to entertain. So please take everything we say sort of with a grain of salt. As we were reviewing, because we started the whole daggone thing with like, we told you guys, blah, blah, blah. And people were so upset. And I was sort of like, well, hold on. Because then Lane sort of went and I was like, well, hey, actually, guys, I mean, this is so jiminy Christmas. He went a whole different way on the show. And I was like, wait, what mystical, magical video lore dump did you experience?
Yeah.
What has caused this? And so that's fun. I think that's fun. I think it's a part of the experience. It's the journey.
Mm-hmm.
The more I have watched and read reviews about this show and really gone back and looked at what happened, it's sort of like, I'm going to kind of feel it out as we go.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm going to watch it. Yes, I'm down. There were things that were great, things mm-hmm. that were really good takeaways.
Yeah. Yes.
And there were some things, and I'll just say this before you hop in here and give us your 2 cents. There were some things that we did not like, and that mm-hmm. I didn't even express enough on the podcast. You know, because I really want, I think it's tough when you're like, okay, you just saw it, make a reaction now.
Yeah.
Give me your thoughts.
Yeah.
And you better have every single thing all planned out in your mind and make all of those points. And if you don't, by golly, I mean, so that's, I don't know, I'm a guy who sleeps on things, like a bed.
Yeah.
Not. Sorry, that was dumb. That was dumb. I mean, I'm a guy who sleeps on things. Like I sleep on a bed.
I know.
Sometimes I sleep on a couch.
Oh, I know. I know that too.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. But no, I said, okay, let me just see how this goes, and we got really excited, and then we had some ups and downs. But what was your thought, your feeling as you watched season one?
Uh huh. So I think I was privileged in terms of, I did not have any prior knowledge to the lore, that the age that we were diving into. And also, I was not really allowed to, if you want, to read any reviews or spoilers or anything about it. So all I had to do is go watch it, write down my own thoughts on it, and that's it. I didn't do any research. I didn't read any reviews or try to stay away from any comments whatsoever. Because I was on, like you said, I was a guest on a wonderful show. It was a collaboration between the Fellowship of Fans and Lord of the Rings Watch Party.
Right.
So we had our wonderful host, Jen, there, who was moderating the show. And then, you know, the weekly hosts were, or kind of weekly, they tried to make it as often as they could, was John from What Up, right?
Yeah.
So that's his Wheel of Time show. And then also Trisha, who I was very delighted to meet her, because she is a screenwriter, and they do a screenwriting podcast, or like they do their podcast or movie reviews from a screenwriter's perspective. And I learned so much about it. That was a lot of fun. And they had their own thoughts, and they were, I felt like a little bit of a, I don't know, imposter a little bit.
What, you felt that way?
Well, because they were into the movie business, and they know how to watch a movie and what goes into making a movie
and how to analyze it
and how to analyze and stuff. And I was a complete newbie in terms of analyzing a movie and or a show and Rings of Power or Lord of the Rings. So I was a newbie in two ways.
Okay.
And that's why I think for me the show was really, overall, I think it was good. It was entertaining. I had fun watching it. I really enjoyed watching the show. And a couple of things that I think were brilliant, the music. And that was something we could experience even before the show came out. And we thought it was awesome. And the you know, I started learning more and more about arts and the color schemes in the show, that blue and gold, and not only in Numenor, but also with the elves.
Right, right.
It just looks gorgeous. I mean, all of them are very well thought through. I mean, most of the shows do, but I just think that's something to point out. It's worthy of,
yeah,
you know, some praise here. And I know a lot of money went into the show, and that's something they should definitely have their focus on. And I know also that some of the storylines, now that I went back and read some reviews, a lot of people had problems with that. And yep, that's just because they had expectations. And even those who didn't, like, for example, Trisha, she didn't know anything about Lord of the Rings. Or,
right, she was on the newbie panel. Yes. And by the way, her podcast is Beyond the Screenplay.
Thank you.
Yes.
No, she had problems with the story arc or character arc,
Galadriel,
especially of Galadriel, yeah, and other characters, which is fine. That's why I always say, you know, I'm pretty easy to entertain.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm not overly critical, but still there were things that I liked more than others.
I feel like there was a joke I missed there. I know someone is listening to the podcast, and it's okay. You guys got it. All right.
A joke?
Yeah, you said I'm pretty easy to entertain, and I feel like there was some joke I could have made, but I didn't. So anyway, moving on. You are that.
Okay.
I mean, I get that. You're this. You are. Yeah. You just want to see. You want to see this story. So whether it's Tolkien or not, or whether, yeah, it fits into Tolkien's world or the lore, that's not on your radar. That's not anything that,
right,
you're even like, all right, whatever. I mean,
yeah.
Right. I mean, it's.
I didn't have any expectations, for example, for Numenor.
Yeah.
I didn't know, yeah, yeah, whether Galadriel went there or not. Like, that's nothing. Or I didn't know whether Galadriel's husband is supposed to be there, or she has to.
Wait, you didn't know whether or not, like, Middle Earth was flat or round? Did you not know that, sweetie?
I still don't know.
I still don't know. Is it on a mat? What? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's cool. No,
but
I mean,
you know what I mean. Like, I just
know. Yes.
Didn't know anything really. What's supposed to be happening, and what works and what doesn't work in the universe?
Who's alive when who's not alive,
yeah,
and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the continuity pieces there.
Right,
so,
right. There you go. And I'm sure if I was more into that stuff, I would have had a problem with it. So that's,
yeah,
what I'm saying. I was privileged in terms of I was happier with how the show, where they went and how it went, because I didn't have those expectations.
Yeah, you didn't have that expectation. Yeah. And just real quick, as you, mm-hmm, gather your thoughts for the next point here. Yeah. So the Fellowship of Fans and Watch Party Lord of the Rings, they stream these live. If you go to Fellowship of Fans YouTube, you can check all these out, where Lottie was on the panel. And one thing I haven't done, and I think I would like to go back and do as I'm talking to Lane and as we cover the show more, do the Silmarillion, is to listen to their lore panel. You and I kind of clicked off after the
movie
panel.
I have to, yeah. True.
Yeah, we clicked off, and I never went and listened to their lore panel. So they have one where they break those things down. They talk about continuity,
mm-hmm,
issues, things here or there or whatever. And yeah, I thought Jen did a really good job of sort of saying,
oh, 100%, yeah.
Yeah, like you, like, understanding when things were awkward or when they didn't,
yeah,
fit, but really not trying to jade anybody's opinion or even give away anything in terms of her facial expressions or reactions,
right,
to how you guys were reacting to the show. So that was a tough spot for her to be in. But yeah, I was just wanted to mention that for folks who might be interested in,
yeah,
more of that lore stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, and storylines or arcs or characters that I really loved was definitely the story between Durin and Elrond.
Yes.
I loved Deesa.
Deesa,
so
yes,
much.
Yes.
That really, really.
Me too.
Like, every time we went down to the dwarves and to the elves. I love the elves.
Khazad-dûm.
Hey, that was good. And then the other storyline that I loved was obviously Nori and the Harfoots. And
yeah,
although I have to say, the whole, I get why people don't like the whole mystery around the stranger.
Yeah, wondering who he is the whole time.
I think it's super cool.
Yeah.
Like, his arc is cool. But yeah, they didn't have to mystify everything and try to stretch it out all the way to the end.
A guessing game.
Yeah. Very different from other shows. Yeah.
Yeah. And different than Tolkien, which we'll talk about.
Oh,
later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, the Harfoots were lovely. Nori was lovely. And the way they fought and the way they tried to make connections to the hobbits, I think, were awesome.
Yeah.
Like, we at one point, we were even speculating about the wheels being their doors.
The Hobbit doors.
And it was fun. That's just fun making speculations like
people
that.
People were thinking that was crazy, but I'm like, I don't know, guys. You know, maybe they get a little bigger or something. Who knows?
Yeah.
But yeah, I do. That was fun. You know, there were enough. There were some Easter eggs in there that you're like, oh, they're alluding to this thing in Tolkien's work or whatever. It was. I get that it was all over the place.
Yeah.
And that there was a lot of these different references. I mean, they were doing so many things. Even like the cinematography stuff was meant to be like, here's a shot that looks a lot like something from the Peter Jackson films.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even just like what was in the text or what was in the book. It was camera movements that were nods to the trilogy film. So they littered this thing with a bunch of these different nods. But at the core of the story, the place where I think... they did a very TV show thing, which is we're going to keep.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You guessing week to week, and week after week we're going to leave you on a cliffhanger and then we're going to pick it back up and keep going, and that's just so different for Tolkien fans because that's just not what they're used to.
Yeah,
you know, and I'm not trying to I don't want to drift too far into that. I just want to point that out.
Yeah,
that along the way I get it. I mean, I understand when you start off, you know, Sauron's a bad guy and you get that the ring needs to be destroyed. The council says up front what's going to happen.
Yeah.
In The Hobbit, the dwarves talk about Smaug and the gold and the things that need to be done. Haven't you been listening this whole time, Bilbo?
Right.
That we told you up front what the story is.
Yeah.
So we were in a very different seat in terms of we got no clue what's going on. We're just guessing. And it just felt that's the bit that I think feels really outside of Tolkien. But you wouldn't have known that. So that's the whole perspective, is that you have people who they wanted to get in and come back week after week after week. And they were like, what do we do to bring people in week after week? Now, a lot of people are sitting here saying, Ez, you could have just told the stories. You could have done this. And I'm not saying that you couldn't have. Absolutely.
Right.
It's a choice they made. And it's irreversible. I mean, once they started down that path of saying, we're going to guess who Sauron is.
Yeah.
They hung their hat on that, and that was it. And then they put the stranger in there as well, and that's what you get. So it's a guessing. Now, in the rewatch, as you rewatch it, there's also that layer too now, which is cool, that you go back and you can see all the different, you know, you're like, wow, that's Sauron the whole time now.
Yeah.
So anyway, just wanted to throw that out there for people who haven't really heard, I guess, Lane or I. That's something that we're going to be bringing up in another episode where we'll talk more about Lane and I's thoughts on this, but as you listen to Lottie talk, kind of keep in mind, she has no idea that that's what the Tolkien themes are, what they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
You're just looking for a good, entertaining show.
Right.
Is it entertaining? Is the art style good? The cinematography? You know what I like? Cam, our good friend Cameron, who sort of said whether it's good like cinematography or not, is everybody can tell. Does it look good? Like,
right.
You don't have to be some great expert on the cinematography and blah, blah, blah. No, did you like it? Does it appeal to you? Do you think it looks good? Okay, cool. They pulled off. They pulled that bit off.
Right.
If they didn't, and if you didn't like it, then okay, whatever. You know?
I mean, I just remember that one scene where I think it was what's the elf's name again?
Elrond?
No. The elf that was with the humans.
Arondir
and Bronwyn.
Bronwyn, yeah.
They, and Theo, I think they just came out, escaped from some orcs, right? Out of the out of the woods, into the open.
Yes.
And then they stare, and the orcs can't follow because of the sun. The sun just rises, and we hear that music kicking, and the camera shot goes away, flies over the mountains, and we go into the mountains where the dwarves are, and we hear now, the whole time, this voice that we hear, that we already heard when the sun was rising, was Disa singing out of despair for the, you know, singing to the mountain to ask and bring the people back, or, you know, help the dwarves that
are... The miners. Yeah.
Yes, the miners. Oh, my goodness.
That was really cool.
One of my favorite shots of all time.
Yeah,
so
I enjoyed that as well. I mean, that was really good. And You know, so like, okay, there you go. There's a that's a great moment. That's a great arc right there with Arondir kind of coming out, saving Theo. We've got question marks around that. And you find these moments mm-hmm. inside the series that you're like, that's a high moment. That's a really cool thing.
Yes.
I even think some of the Mithril stuff, whether it's connected to Tolkien or not, mm-hmm. Or based in lore or whatever, it was good. I thought it was cool. I thought it was interesting to tell that old story about how Mithril kind of found its way through the Silmarillion and the tree and the and the elf and the Balrog. And I was like, okay, it's cool. But yeah. So glimpses of things that were really neat. So yeah. Okay. So what else? So you like the so you like the dwarves, you liked Elrond, you liked Durin. Mm-hmm. Did you what that was your favorite story arc?
Right.
And then followed by Nori and some of the
Harfoots. Yes.
Yeah.
So and all the scenes in Numenor were fine to me because I didn't know what Numenor was supposed to look like, and it gave off like a, you know, like old Roman Empire or Greek Empire.
Yeah.
Greek Empire, was it Greece ever an empire? You know, like the Romans and the Greek who were a high society, full of wealth during that time, full of politics. So that's how I thought it was really well portrayed. The story arc of Muriel was not my favorite. I don't know.
Yeah.
It took a long time until they really got going with Galadriel and Halbrand. And so that was, I liked seeing it and I liked spending time there. But the whole, like, did the story make step forward? Not really for a little bit. So
yeah, can I ask you a question? What did you think about when Galadriel first shows up there? Do you understand why she wasn't accepted or why the elves
No, I still don't know.
Don't know.
That's
right?
A question mark that's still there. I think they never really explained that to us, why they hate the elves so much and they really wanted to turn away. I mean, there's not really a good backstory that
Okay, so question mark there, big time to kind of fill in the gap. But the only person we really see, I guess, we see Galadriel working with Numenor, but we really haven't had a lot of other elves working or talking with.
Not really, no.
Yeah, mm-mm. Associating with Numenor, they seem to be on their own, apart. Yeah,
okay. And I liked Isildur and his sister, and I always wanted to see Isildur. I've heard the name, so that was a little bit of knew that Isildur, his name pops up in the original trilogy.
Yeah.
So you know he's going to survive. So I was just hoping for him to connect with Galadriel and, I don't know, go on a journey with her. And we'll definitely see him again.
What did you think about, let's just get to the core of it. Mm-hmm. What did you think about Galadriel and Sauron? So Halbrand, what were you thinking during the whole time? I mean, you know now who Sauron is, but did you think it was him? From the get-go, did you?
For a while, I think when we were halfway through, we started saying, we're pretty sure that he's Sauron. And then Trisha and John really said, oh, we hope it's not him because, I don't know, that would be too obvious almost.
They didn't like it,
They didn't like it as much. Now that I think back, I don't know, it was, I actually enjoyed the last episode really, really, like a lot.
The finale.
Yes, the finale. Because that... A lot of the episodes before were more like leading up to it, and this is it should have been the climax, I think. The rings, the forging of the rings and all that stuff. I get why they put it at the end, so now the rest of the show can unfold in the next couple seasons, because that's what it's all about the rings of power. But now when I see like scenes with Sauron in the original movies, I don't know. It's weird to think like, you know, it's Halbrand and I guess he just took on a human form for a little bit. That's how you have to. And it's for him, it's just a super small amount of time.
Yeah.
You know,
like
for us, it's just a split second where he was just a human real
quick.
Does
he seem like the Dark Lord that you see later on?
No, definitely not. But, and it's so weird now to think he really, he tried to go into a different direction, right? He begged Galadriel not to, he wanted to stay in Numenor and just pursue a different, I don't know, did he really? That's the big question. Did he really, was he really on a different path, or trying to go on a different path and leave everything behind?
Good question.
So that kind of feels so counterintuitive to me to Dark Lord. But would it be cool to think that he might have struggled at one point with the idea of being, like, you know, almost like, you know, how Anakin is actually used to be a good Jedi.
Yeah.
And then he was just so consumed by the dark side that he's not himself anymore.
So, yeah, the idea here, I guess, was that the first Dark Lord, Melkor, or Morgoth, who you have heard us, we've drifted off in the Silmarillion, we've heard his name a few times.
Yeah.
That was the first big bad guy. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And Sauron was sort of his apprentice, his number two.
Yeah.
So he kind of makes it out in this that he like, once he sort of got in league with him, there was no getting out of it.
Yeah.
And he makes it seem like to Galadriel that he wants to kind of pursue a different path, and then maybe is a little repentant or whatever. Is that just all for show? Is that just for Galadriel? Is that just for TV? Did he really want to stay there? Because it did at one point in Numenor seem like he was very much like, yeah, I don't want to go with you. What what's up?
That felt very honest to me that he really didn't want to go. Or did, yeah, that's the question. Did he just do that to even fire up Galadriel more to try to drag him along?
Yeah.
To make it seem like it's her fault. I don't know.
Yeah, that is interesting because then Mordor has nothing to do with him, right? I mean, if he really is in Numenor sort of saying, I'm out, I'm good, sorry, I'm out on this shipwreck in the middle of nowhere, like, does he know Galadriel, he's going to come across Galadriel and that he's going to get away?
Yeah, I don't know.
He seems like he's in danger there. Yeah. He seems like he's actually, like, I don't know, not powerless, but pretty well not going to make it.
Yeah.
And he's just drifting, and he's Sauron.
I know. That's
the Dark Lord. Yeah. So then he goes to Numenor and he's sort of like, yeah, I'm good. I just want to like smith here and I'm good for the rest of my life. That's odd because then you look at what Adar was doing. Adar essentially is creating Mordor and not for Sauron as far as we know.
Yeah.
He's just creating it for himself, for the orcs and a place for them. So,
and that was the weirdest thing, creation of Mordor. I agree with fans there who say, what was going on there?
You know, when I first read the Lord of the Rings, and I listened, I felt like, oh, we're going to Mordor. It was already established, right? It's the Dark Lord. It's his essence. Everything about the Dark Lord, it sort of infiltrates the land and the trees, and he's his power and his presence corrupts that land.
Right.
He's not even there.
It's Waldreg who
it's Waldreg. So Sauron has nothing to do with it. I think that is one of the most bizarre things.
Yeah.
The only way I started to justify it was to say, well, maybe he set this up with Adar before he left. But then you start thinking like,
no, they don't like each
this
other.
This is a lot of coincidence going on.
Yeah.
And there is some speculation that he might have let Adar loose before everything happened. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it was Theo. Who knows? But it's just weird. It is weird. So that is who... You remember so when the Stranger is doing his thing, he's sent into the land to help everyone because Sauron is rising and is, that's what the Astari, the wizards are sent for.
Yeah.
Right? So the Stranger is sent for that. And essentially, Sauron is not even there.
Yeah.
Sauron's not even in Middle-earth.
I know.
When that happens.
Yeah.
It's actually out on the, so it's weird that you would send an Astari to stop something, a person who is on a path to Numenor where he can just chill.
Right.
So, and I don't know. Again, that comes down to all the timeline condition that they've did and everything. Yeah. And he doesn't sort of, we don't see any rise to power in Middle Earth before there's a guy, Ar-Pharazôn comes and he lays him down. He conquers him and then takes him back to Numenor. It's a whole different story.
Yeah, I actually am now excited to dive into that. I mean, it's okay. You just have to, like in Star Wars, you have Legends books and then you have the movies and they don't they're different.
They're different timelines.
The storylines, timelines are different. And I think that's what we have to do with Rings of Power here.
Yeah.
We have to see them as different things and appreciate them. And I mean, just imagine what if Rings of Power had nothing to do with Lord of the Rings and it was its own show. I know some of the lore or some of the things, obviously, you have to know a little bit about Lord of the Rings. But if it was its own show, its own universe, would you then enjoy it more?
Yeah.
If you didn't try and connect it to all the lore The Tolkien lore.
Yeah, I guess if it was a brand new fantasy and it didn't even have the Lord of the Rings attached to it, and you're just telling me about this Dark Lord who, this is his rise to power, and I didn't know anything about Mordor and how it was created or have any preconceived ideas on that. Yeah.
I think that's, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good show. I mean, really, I think, because I actually already like the Durin piece. I loved the seriousness of Durin's conversation with that table. Yeah. Oh, what a play that was on that with King Gil-galad. And he's looking at this stone, most precious stone, and really just Deesa wants a table.
Yes.
Like, that's comedy. That's gold. I mean, that was really a good scene. Their relationship was really good.
Yeah.
The things that were happening, you know, with Galadriel and Hallbrand, I can now, if I don't know who Galadriel is, and just replace that name with any other name, you know, and have it be some fictional elf who, if you take all the Tolkien bit away from it, it is. It has the pillars and the pieces of a good show.
Yeah.
The problem is that they branded it Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
And that's where people are going, hold on a second. I don't think so. So it's tough. And it's tough because I think they thought they were playing in a sandbox that was not really.
Yeah.
That they could move things around a little bit. But you just went and did the creation of Mordor. So, like, that for me was kind of a, like, we went to, and then you think about it, you're like, oh, they're actually doing the Rings of Power, right? Like, you step back for a second and say, they're playing with some pretty big things here.
Yeah.
So, that is why I understand people are really, you brought up Star Wars and the Legends books and how they went a different path, and even George Lucas, the creator, was like, yeah, you guys can write those books, but when I come and make my story, it's going to be different, right? Yeah. We're going to do my own thing. That's fine. My head's big enough. People know this on the podcast. We joke about the size of Ez's head, and it's big enough that it can carry both of those storylines and those ideas, two different sort of, you know, lines of thought there. So I'm cool with that, and I'm down to do that for the show, and we have to do that for the show because they've done irreversible things. They put characters like alive and at different points and times that just in the timeline that Tolkien had down for the Second Age and stuff just weren't there. They've condensed things to where you can't really go back now. You can't go back 1,000 years and tell those stories. You've just condensed it and wiped it off. It's just gone.
Yeah.
And that's all there is to it.
Right.
So the Second Age seems a lot shorter or a lot less. It just seems like there's a lot less going on.
Right, right.
And, yeah.
Not, it doesn't have that significance that we see here.
It seems like we're just getting the end of the Second Age, but everything that happened prior to that is all kind of smashed up here, all in one. And it's just hard. It's hard to kind of tell when things are happening. But, that's the problem. People like Lane and I and other people who have read some of the stuff and look into it.
Yeah.
That's our problem because, you know.
No, but I hear you. I totally get it and understand it. If it was, you know, Harry Potter, I'm very familiar with all the Harry Potter lore and the world. And if they went and did a show that absolutely does not make sense with all the stuff that's going on in other parts of, you know, that we know of.
Right.
Of the story. Yeah, I would be upset too a little bit or disappointed. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I'm trying to even think what like the Harry Potter equivalent would be. They'd have to take, you know, Dumbledore, his story, which we've done. They did the Fantastic Beasts, but they'd have to do something so different with that.
Yeah. And the timeline totally doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
To get to the Dumbledore that we see in the other movies.
Yep. Yeah. And move him to a different location. He's a professor at a different, you know, place. I don't even know.
Yeah.
So like, it's hard to compare because
the creation of Hogwarts is not, the founders are not there and it's totally different or something. Monumental. Yeah, I get it. I get it. So that's why I'm saying I enjoyed it for what it was as someone who's totally new to all the lore and like movie reviews or whatever. I enjoyed it and I'm looking forward to the next season. That's all I can say.
Me too. Actually, I am looking forward to the next season. So do not get me wrong. I think it was a good fantasy series. Yeah. I really do. I think it was a really good fantasy series. Had me guessing. I'm still wondering, you know, because they had me. I was sort of like, is that Gandalf as the stranger? I hope so.
Sure, we were talking about it.
And and any time that he delivered a line, I felt like he was Gandalf. So Daniel Wayman was the stranger. And every time he said something, I was like, that's my guy.
Yeah.
Okay, I felt really good about that. I was excited for Celebrimbor. I like Charles Edwards, who's the actor who played him. And I was very excited for that. I think they held off so long on this Rings of Power stuff. And I just, knowing what I know and what they could and could have done.
Yeah.
There were just different ways that this could have, it just didn't feel as significant and as impactful the way in which Celebrimbor creates these three elven rings away from and without the knowledge of Sauron.
Yeah.
So that is just the thing, because it's a special thing that they are created without his presence and his touch and without his influence. You know.
Yeah.
So he influences him in creating these things.
He
but
just
then
walks in and says, oh, have you tried this?
Yeah. I mean, one of the things, I think I could be wrong, and you guys correct me on the lore on this, but I think Celebrimbor is tortured later by Sauron because and he won't reveal the location of those rings.
Yeah.
Like, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Because they are outside of his control. And when he has, for a long time, Sauron has the one ring. He makes the one ring, right? Forges it, and it's one ring to rule them all.
Mm-hmm.
So what can counter that? What's something that, anyway, and it just didn't deliver in the epicness that I thought it would. I know people laugh about this, but I wanted to see him down there just sweat dripping, just in urgency, having to craft rings that would save Middle Earth, you know, like for or something. Yeah. Yes.
Go Maybe ahead. You and Lane have to get together with Cameron and like shoot the real scene how Celebrimbor forged the rings.
We have some blacksmiths in Ohio, and you let me know, guys, when we can come over and shoot this. Because we could. We probably could.
That would be so funny.
Be cool.
Yeah.
Anyway. But yeah, okay. So, you know, I'm excited for it because I want to see where the Harfoots go. I want to see what happens with the Stranger. I want to see what Galadriel does in Gil-galad. I mean, they're all still there. All these players are still there.
Right.
Isildur, all of it. What happens? What are the alliances? How does Adar wrap up? And the actor is, so he's gone. Joseph Maul is out and they've recast. So I don't know how that's going to. If that's going to be weird or not. There's a whole bunch of new castings. They've announced all female directors for the series as well. So some cool things, interesting things coming out with season two, and we'll just have to kind of wait and see. We'll start speculating again. We'll go through the Silmarillion. We'll be making little drops, little nuggets, little references to Rings of Power along the way. But I think we're going to do one more episode where Lane and I sort of share our thoughts on the Rings of Power. And we might do a version that is, I think we might do one that's sort of like, okay, here's what we think, and this is like the lore, and just give it to you guys straight up, what we're thinking, how we've been talking, sort of off the mics, bring it out here on the mics, and then we might do sort of one of our appendices editions where we're just like, maybe we have a beer in the throat, and maybe we just let loose with some of our sillier ideas and thoughts surrounding this series, so... I do, if you are listening and you like this show, though, Ez has always been a go find the positive.
Right.
Go find the positive in it and try as much as you can because great creative folks in this.
Yeah.
Really good actors. I mean, the music, the score is fabtabulous.
I know.
It's awesome.
Love the music.
And I loved the scenery and some of the locations and stuff. Not all of them, though, but I did like a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really good. And I think it will grow on me over time. I think if you said season 2, 3, 4, and 5 were just spectacular and season 1's a little awkward, then I can see myself saying to someone years later, hey, just get through season 1.
Right.
This is going to take off. That's what I do with some other things like Rebels, right? You're going through Star Wars Rebels right now on my Star Wars Hangout podcast.
Yeah.
And I'm like, just get through the first two seasons. Really, season 1. Season 2 picks up by the end.
Yeah.
Season 3 takes off. And season 4 is phenomenal.
Yeah.
So you have to like get there. So that could be the same with this. And that's where I want to kind of err on the side of being, you know, reserving more of this super critical judgment, but I do want to acknowledge that there are some things that I'm like, these are question marks.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to fix this? Or like, is that really how Mordor was created or what? Like, Waldrag for the win. I've never seen anything like it. But anyway, all right.
This was fun. And I cannot wait. Honestly, I think I might really like listen to you and Lane talk about the Silmarillion.
Is that just to make sure we don't get too silly? Because someone needs to be, I think you and Sarah need to be checking in and make sure it doesn't get too silly.
Once it's done, it's done.
Yeah,
I only listen to it once it's done and upload it on the platforms. Yeah.
Okay, all right. So there'll be no change. Okay, no influence. All right, sounds good.
No, I think you guys should be
unsupervised. Unsupervised, wow, yes. So this, that's how we're gonna introduce the new
Sarah
podcast.
Sarah and I were just gonna go get massages, and you can record.
Yeah, this is the unsupervised version of Up Talking Tolkien. Yes, I love it. Okay, all right. Well, hey, thank you for doing this. Thank you for popping on here. Friends, yeah, Lane and I will be back. Again, we're picking up the series. We're kind of just, you know, it's our holiday break here. I wanted to give you guys an update. We dropped that Baron and Luthien episode just as an old episode out there, just kind of as we're getting ready and getting hyped, you know, to go into those great tales and do some of that stuff. Yeah. So we might be going back and either redoing that or completing that series, and then we're going to be diving into the Silmarillion, and I'm excited. I really am excited because we'll be lighting the candles again.
Yes, channel
the flannel. It's all coming back, and it's good because we haven't done that in a while. Even The Hobbit, kind of, you know, towards the end there, we had some things going on. You guys know that. If you've been on this journey for a while, you know Lane and I's story. You know our family's stories, and you know what this has been about. It's life. It's life, and it's unexpected, and I love that it is that way and that we've just continued along this journey. It's been great. Good friendship. And
honestly, I've been on this, last part of the journey, and I'm so proud of you guys that through everything that's been going on in your lives that you continue doing this podcast. And I'm not just saying that because, you know, I'm super close to you, but just even if I just would be watching from the side and I know what you guys are going through, like, Hut up in German.
Hut up.
That means you take off your head and you that means
oh hey there we go friends you get a little German this episode.
That means you praise
well, you know, I mean, thanks though, because it's like I'm so happy that I've had a chance to share this with you, and like I often talk to Lottie about the experiences and about the podcast and what it means to me and what this has been. I told Lane it's a thing that we pick up together and we put down together.
Yeah,
I'm gonna record a video of him and I picking sticks up and putting them down together in this backyard. This is what Lane does do. They just pick stuff up and they put it down. I'm sorry. See, also sometimes when I do these episodes, and even though, like, because I know it's Up Talking Tolkien, I get sillier. I have a silly side. You know what's funny? You know what's great is that, again, friends, of all my projects, if you enjoy the spirit and the feel and the silliness and the laughter and whatnot, that is what you and I do on our other projects. And I'm just happy about that, because I think a lot of times in other things I was doing, I got too serious. I got too, you know, whatever. And I love the down to earth feel of just people talking and sharing their thoughts, connecting with friends and family and listeners and people who want to nerd out over these things, spread a little positive energy out into the world. And I hope that's what Lane and I have done. And we had fun, even if we didn't like Rings of Power. And Lane and I are in different places in terms of how much or how little we liked that show. Yeah. We still want people to have fun. We don't want anybody to come in with a bunch of hate and negative energy and stuff. It's like, turn it into something comical. Be educational. Yeah. Like, tell people a story about a way in which that this could have been better. This could have been cooler. I mean, that's always neat to kind of do those things. And the what ifs. Yeah. People love Star Wars and they still do. What if Obi-Wan wouldn't have been killed, right? What if he wouldn't have given himself up in episode 4?
What? Obi-Wan was killed.
Spoiler. so things like that I think are fun. And that's what we want to do kind of with this podcast. It's just been... it's fun. I mean, and when it's not fun, then we won't do it. But so far, it has been a blast, and it's been great. We thank all you guys for listening, for supporting us. But friends, if you get a chance, we would love for you to review the podcast. And if you're getting fired up, if you're enjoying the Silmarillion as we go through it, then leave us a review. That would be great, because that's a new sort of phase for the podcast where we're getting back after it. And if people want to kind of hop in there and do something fun, I think that would be neat for folks to, once again, experience Tolkien's works and go chapter by chapter, share your thoughts right into the show again and say, hey, guys, here's what I'm thinking, and be a part of it, because people really get a lot from that. And I encourage it. I want people to feel connected to something like our show and or anything, whatever it might be. You know, just find some way to engage with other friends. And that's what Rings of Power was the one thing that was really good about it that Lane and I both said was a great takeaway was we got to collaborate with friends. We got to do all those different, like, I mean, the phones were ringing. Matthew Johnson, This Is Andrew. I mean, we're going to rename that show This Is Andrew, by the way. It's going to be great. So that was fun, and we got to talk to all of you guys. You guys are hitting me up over on Wamprant_2M, my Instagram, and bopping into some of Lottie and I's shows and doing different stuff. It's just cool. I really enjoy all of that sort of collaboration and just good positive energy and just chatting with you guys. It's great.
Because your podcast Gandalf, like a podcast wizard, flannel wizard.
I love it. It's just what I love. I can't wait till we get our own little place and we can design my studio, you know, and we can just go crazy. So the studio is still happening, folks. We made that joke a couple weeks ago, but Layla and I are being serious about that. It's just happening in a different form. Life has changed the course of that, and I can't wait to share those plans down the line. So, all right, friends, hey. That is it for Ez and Lottie. If you'd like to see what's going on in our lives, be sure to check us out at Fleur and Bill on Instagram. That link's down in the description. We've got more exciting news coming. So next week, we'll be back with Lane Smithers down in the Shire, doing a little Christmas episode, anniversary, thoughts on Rings of Power, all that good stuff. But friends, as always, remember, Frodo lives. Paid by Amazon to shill. Pretty obvious they haven't criticized the show one time.
That'd be really nice.
I don't think that person listened past the first two episodes when we said, you were wrong. Lane and I came over and we were like, you guys were wrong. I don't know if people haven't figured out yet or not that this is a comedy podcast. It's just a comedy podcast, guys. We're going to listen.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.